بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. From the 99 most beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, today we discuss two of the beautiful names, Al-Ghani and Al-Mughni. Very closely linked are these two names, because Al-Ghani refers to that being who is totally independent. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghani, is independent of any need. And al-mughni is that being who grants independence. So al-ghani, this beautiful name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is found very often in the Quran. Inna allaha la-ghaniyun anil alameen. Wa rabbuka al-ghaniyu dhu-rahma. قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem mentions that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent. He is not in need of the entire creation. عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even require our ibadat. He doesn't even require us to be obedient to Him. There is no aspect of our deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires the needs. Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the creation and says, Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every one of you, if you have to get together, and you all become the worst of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most fajir fasiq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that would not decrease anything in my grandeur and greatness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that ya ibadi law anna awwalakum وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ. Every one of you from the beginning of creation, forever, all of you have to get together and try and become the most pious person on the surface of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that will not increase in my greatness and grandeur. It has reached perfection. So there's no need for any increase or any decrease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm totally independent. So our ibadat is for our own benefit. And even if we have to invite people to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the benefit is for us and not the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require us at all. One of the years when we went with the Sherwood brothers to the Westville prison, generally we go on in Ramadan, one of the Sunday mornings. Then one brother stood up and he recited the Shahada, he became a Muslim. Then someone from the Muslim prison board, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all their sacrifices. He asked this brother, he says, please inform us, why did you want to become a Muslim? So he says, I had a dream. That's all. He had a dream about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, telling him that he needs to become a Muslim. So that was the catalyst and the reason for him becoming a Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really does not ever require us. For the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spread to the four corners of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need us. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a moving train. It's gonna reach every baked and unbaked home. If we jump onto the train, it's our protection and our benefit. And if we don't jump onto it, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still going to reach the four corners of the world. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطَغَى أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. That إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطَغَى. Insan, he is so rebellious, he transgresses the limits, he surpasses the boundaries. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. He considered himself to be mustaghni, independent of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's all. He thought that I have enough. I've got enough deen, I've got enough money, or I've got and I'm settled. So arra'ahu staghna. The lesson for each one of us is there shouldn't be a point where we are complacent, or we feel I've done enough, or I have achieved enough, or have reached a very comfortable space in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is very dangerous for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ever require us. We need to always, ya ayyuha an-nasu antumul funqara'u ila Allah. Oh man, you are faqir to Allah. All the time we have to make izhar and show our dependency on Allah. All the time show Allah, ya Allah, I am in need. Wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent. One person came to Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah. And he told him, oh Ibrahim, I want to give you a jubbah. You're a very pious person. So I want to give you a gift. It's an expensive, pricey jubbah. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah realized that it was an expensive gift. So he asked the person, what's this? So he says, it's a gift I want to confer and I want to give to you. So he says, okay. So he asked him, are you rich or you poor? He says, I'm very rich, alhamdulillah, Allah bless me. He says, how much you got? He says, I got 2,000 silver coins, 2,000 dirhams. He says, okay, so that's why you are rich. And if someone has to give you another 2,000 for nothing, would that change or will that increase your wealth or how would you feel? He says, I'm always looking for more and it would definitely make me happy. So he says, you're faqir. You're a poor man. You got so much of money, but more money is going to make you more happy. He says, you're poor. That means you are not happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Then you are faqir. A rich man is that person who's got qana'ah. لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. Richness is a quality of the heart. It's not a commodity that you can buy off the shelf. It's got nothing to do with amassing the wealth. You can be driving the best of cars and being the most palatial of homes, but that does not mean that a person is rich, and it does not mean that he is happy in life. Happiness is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Richness is a quality that is born within. It's within a person. So that is ghina and richness. And how will we gain this? This ghina, how do we gain this? Is when we show our faqr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we spoke about the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that appear in Munajati Maqbul and Hizbul Azam. In there, there are amazing du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressing his total dependency to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am totally in need of you, O my Allah. Totally in need. Many, many du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows that he is totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is that quality if we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing our faqr and that we are totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us more. One day there was a buzruk and he was sitting in his home, in his khanka, and his legs were stretched, but his hands were folded. So his legs are stretched, hands are folded. The king walks in, takes permission from the courtier, and he comes in and he sits. So the pious man knows that is the king, and he comes in front of the pious man, and the pious man continues sitting as he is, hands folded, legs stretched. So someone cautions the buzruk, he says, Hazrat, ye to badsha hai, this is the king, how you can't sit like that? He says, I'll continue sitting like this because I'm making shukr to Allah that my hands are folded from Him and my legs are stretched to Him. Allah must never make it such that my legs are stretched and my legs are folded and my hands are stretched towards Him. My hands rather be stretched to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to Him. So let me sit how I am. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mughni. He's the one that will give us this quality. We don't need any of the creation. We only need Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Only need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he was sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he goes out and he says, Ya Bilal, Bilal, what's this? There was a whole big heap of khajur. Bilal radiallahu anhu was responsible for the distribution of the khajur. Bilal, what's this? Bilal radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in case there's a need for tomorrow, we've got stocks. Nabi Sam says, Ya Bilal, anfiq wa la takhsha min dhil arshi iqlalan. Oh Bilal, how can you fear poverty from that being who's the owner and the creator of the great arsh? Spend it, give it. Give it all. Don't worry about tomorrow. It's another day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith appears in Sahih al-Bukhari. Nabi sallam made the salam. Wallahu alam, it was the Zuhar salah or the Asr salah. I think so, it was the Asr salah. Nabi sallam makes the salam. And he runs into the house. Goes into the house. Sahaba radiallahu anhum are shocked. Like, what's happening? Nabi sallam never did something like this. Unusual. And he is jumping the shoulders of everyone and he goes into the house and he comes out. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum are all in awe and they say, what's happening? Nabi Sam comes back, says, oh my Sahaba, ta'ajabun. Looks, you're looking shocked, like I ran into the house and I came back, like, what's happening? He says, yeah, what happened? You ran into the house? Nabi Sam says, no man. What happened is, dhakartu shay'am min tibrin. فَكَرِهْتُ أَيَحْبِسَنِي مِنْ قِسْمَتِهِ. He says, I forgot there's one piece of gold someone gave me to distribute in the path of Allah. I forgot that at home. Let it not be that I pass away and I have forgotten to distribute that. That also must be distributed. It has to go quickly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, money comes and this is given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, whatever you want to do, you do with it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells Bilal radiallahu anhu, spend it all. Bilal radiallahu anhu comes back. He says, Ya Rasulullah, something still left. So he says, oh, okay, I'm sleeping the night here in the masjid, I'm not going home tonight. So Bilal radiallahu anhu quickly goes out, looks for more poor people, and he starts spending again. Bilal, he says, no, there's still a little bit left to spend. Maybe some says, okay, I'm waiting in the masjid. When you have spent everything, you tell me, then only I'm going home. When everything is spent, then I'll go home. Khuda maaf kare. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. If we haven't earned enough, we're not going home. Rather make a take off. If we don't have enough to take home, then hey, hold on. Rather just do something else until we got enough. Ya Nabi says, I can't go home. Obviously we're not saying we have to come to that level of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the lesson for us is that be content. And don't always want more, because that is poverty. Now the reasons of how we can, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us this ghina. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, it's a hadith we always hear. But this is one way of opening up the doors of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَن يُبْسَطَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ وَيُنْثَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَصْلِ الرَّحِمَةِ. That person who desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures of the heavens and the earth just open up to him, and he wants barakah in his life, فَلْيَصْلِ الرَّحِمَةِ. Tell him to maintain family ties. Tell him to go and visit his brothers. And those people where there is little bit indifference, maybe there's some things are not, you know, not a good healthy relationship, then those people also go and visit them, exchange a gift. Nabi Sam says that is how that barakat will come into your home. In this way you can read all the wazifas in the whole world, but if your heart is dirty from your brother, some person in the family, that risk is not coming, because you've actually put boundaries and fences around your house to see barakat mustn't come here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hadith appears in Sahih ibn Hibban, inna a'jala ta'ati thawaban. That form of ibadat which is the most quickest in reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, silatul rahim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hatta, to such an extent, hatta min ahli baytin, that there would be sometimes a family, and this family, they are not well off to do. Kanu fajara, they are disobedient, they are poor also. But suddenly, fayanmu amwaluhum wayaksuru adaduhum, there's barakat in the home, in the children, in the wealth. It's only barakat in the house. Nabi Sam says, idha tawasalu, the moment they joined family ties, barakat came into the home. And the converse to it, وَمَا مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ, Nabi Sam says, impossible that there is a family, يَتَوَاصَلُونَ فَيَحْتَاجُونَ, if ever you are maintaining family ties, faqar and fanqa will never come into that house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never bring need into that house, because you are maintaining family relations. Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahimullah, a great mu'arrikh of his time, great scholar of his time, well known, mashhur in the Arab and non-Arab world, that even when he went to Makkah Mukarrama and they opened up the Kaaba Sharif, then they called him, Hazrat, you come in, Shaykh, you come into the Kaaba and perform Salah. So he said, when he was still in Nadwa, he was staying with his eldest brother, and he looked for an empty room to rent. He found something. He took leave from his brother and he went to stay alone. He took leave and he went to stay. He says, that year, I don't know. I'm looking into my life and I'm saying, why is there so much of bebarkati in my life? No barkat. I mean, there's no barkat. I wanted to actually sell my watch to make ends meet in the house. I had to do something to bring money in. Sell some commodities of the house, basic things, to get money. And I am really soul searching and I'm checking and I just couldn't find anything. I couldn't. Until one day one person came and he says, Hazrat, just go and make some khairiyat with your brother. It seems like he used to meet his brother. They used to eat together sometimes. He says, just talk to him. I am not too sure what's troubling him. So he says, can you do that homework for me? I mean, if I'm going to ask, maybe he's not going to tell me. So he says, okay, person goes, he finds out. He says, your brother, what's hurting him till now? That in his hayati and his life, you chose to be independent from him. He wants to look after you, go back into the house. He says, is that the case? He went to his brother. He says, please make me maaf. Please make me maaf. I didn't know that hurt you that I moved out of the house. I thought I'll give you more space. He says, no, the barakat is when you are in the house with me. Not when you leave the house. I want you to be with me. Barakat. And ask the old people, I remember when we used to say Nani's house. And everyone used to be there. And in the holidays, the house is full. Sleeping on the floors, mattresses, whatever. And the barakat, only barakat. And now everyone's got their own homes. And even if visitors come, the beds are finished. No, we don't normally put mattresses on the floor. We don't normally put mattresses on the floor. Porcelain tiles can get scratched. So that barakat was because of that simplicity also, and the manner of how when we all were together, there was barakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will give us that barakat also. And another incident was of Hussein radiallahu anhu and his brother, his name was Muhammad bin Al-Hanafiya. They shared the same father from Ali radiallahu anhu, but they had different mothers. After Fatima radiallahu anha passed away, Ali radiallahu anhu got married to someone else, and he was born from another mother. So there was a tiff, there was a dispute between the two brothers. And there was some... So they were angry with each other and they went away home. When Muhammad bin Hanafiya goes home, he says, what have I done? I'm angry with Hussein radiallahu anhu, he's such a great sahabi. He wrote a letter to Hussein. He says, to my beloved brother Hussein radiallahu anhu, your fada'il and your lofty position is beyond my reach. Nabi Sam mentioned so many ahadiths about you. The whole world filled with my mother cannot equal your one mother, Fatima radiallahu anha. Your position is beyond reach. Let it not be because of us severing and cutting off ties that you lose that lofty position you enjoy. Hussein radiallahu anhu reads it. Immediately he comes to the house of Muhammad bin Hanafiya. He says, ya akhi, please forgive me, oh my brother. I'm sorry, everything is clear. Everything is maaf. Everything is maaf, dil saaf. Heart is clean now. He says, right, okay, we carry on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that ability also that we maintain family ties. This is a way of gaining the barakah and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bahlul, he was a person who was ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was like deeply in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day he was sitting in the graveyard, in the cemetery, and a person comes. He says, Bahlul, what you doing? He says, I'm enjoying the company of such people that if I sit with them, they never ever hurt me. And if I leave them, they never ever make ghibat about me. So he says, you are mad, you. Seriously, you are mad. So he says, you can consider me whatever you want, but these dead people, their suhbat is better than you living people. They got qualities. At least they're silent. They don't talk. They'll only talk. Then he gave them one piece of advice. And he says, I don't need man. I only need Allah. And he says, even if one grain of wheat has to be the price of one dirham, today's day and age, 35 to 40 rand is one grain. He says, I don't fear anything. Allah told me that you must go and earn and he will sustain. He'll give me the food. He will give it to me. Subhanallah, when the price, at one stage, okay, it was, now we're not too sure what's going to be the new system in the Umrah, everything opens up, etc. But at once when it was announced, all repeat Umrahs for South Africa was X amount of riyals, which came to about 9,000 rand, something like that, about 9,000 per passport. 9,000 rand per passport for repeat umrahs. That was the first announcement. So there was a lot of hubbub, talk, get a new passport, do this, do that, and no, go via that country, you got another passport, fly from India, and everyone was trying different things. So once we were in a discussion with the friends, and someone was talking about the same topic came. So one of the brothers, so mashallah, replied and he says, it is nothing to fear. If they put even the visa price, forget 9,000, tell him to put it to 20,000. It can be even more than the package. If I said labbaik, Allah will give me that 40,000, that 50,000, even for that visa also. They can put it up. If the labbaik is there, Allah will give me the money and I'll go. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that tawfiq and that ability, that we show our faqr and our faqa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us from His unlimited treasures. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us ghina nafs, the richness of the heart, and open up for Him, for us, the treasures of His bounties in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma shalom. Thank you.